1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Freckhouse. Good morning. Happy Wednesday. Hopefully your morning is off to a wonderful start. If you are getting to work early this morning, I don't know if it's still going to be out there as heavy as it was this morning, but my drive in, man, the fog was intense. It was really giving me some Halloween vibes. I was really happy about it. I'm like, you know what? It's finally autumn. I'm here for it. And it was just, it was just super creepy. I had to get my brights on a couple of times because it just got super dense out there. But that's a nice thing about driving into work, like super early in the morning, like 4 a.m, is like really not a whole lot of people are on the road anyways. So really the only thing you have to worry about is like an animal jumping out of the woods or, you know, just across the street abruptly. But that doesn't normally happen to me on my drive in. I haven't had that happen too many times, but yeah, it was cool. It was just giving me heavy Silent Hill vibes. So as much as I was enjoying it, it was also semi kind of terrifying. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Freckhouse. Nothing makes me feel old quite like trying to figure out what the hell kids are even talking about anymore, because I used to be this kid. I used to be the one making up terms and slang terms and making up words with my friends that nobody else understood. And now I'm on the outside looking in where I'm like, I want to know what this stuff means. At the same time, I don't want to be like, hello, fellow youngsters, and look like a total tool. But if you open up the 1077 RKR app, it was Unscrambler. They broke down the 10 most searched slang terms on Google for 2025. And two of them aren't even a word. They're letters. A lot of kids are saying 6-7 right now. I'm not even going to try to understand what that's all about. It doesn't make any sense. I'm not even going to try it. Chopped, I've heard that before. Sigma, Sendy, S-Y-B-A-U, which is pretty funny. We have the full list up here on the 1077 RKR app. You might need to check out this gallery if you want to really understand what it is the heck kids are even talking about these days, because yeah, some of these terms I just don't know. I'm just starting to age. I kind of, you know what it really feels like? It's like that, that gif of the Santa Claus with Tim Allen, where he just immediately transforms into an old man. That's what it's getting to be for me. Set the needle and crank the knob. It's Mark Freckhouse, and I've got another crucial addition to your record collection. It's Vinyl and 45 on the Rocker. Released on this day in 1991 is the second studio album from Nirvana, Nevermind. It was Nirvana's first release under a major label and the first to feature drummer Dave Grohl. There's not a whole lot new I can say about this album. It's one of the most legendary grunge albums of all time and released 4 major hits from the album. Worldwide, it's sold over 30 million copies, so this album needs to be in your collection. Pick it up, give it a spin today. This has been Vinyl and 45 on 1077 RKR. RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Freckhouse. So there's a new French bakery franchise that plans on expanding to West Michigan, and it's actually going to be moving into Kalamazoo. And this place is called Paris Baguette. It's a French style bakery chain. There's 2 locations that already operate on the east side of the state, and they're going to be moving here over to Kalamazoo. Brett and Shelby Feaster are currently, they own 8 area Jimmy John's franchises in the area. And they first encountered Paris Baguette when they went to a trip in New York, and they found themselves kind of returning to the bakery over the duration of the trip and just stocking up on pastries and all sorts of stuff every time they went there. And they just decided they wanted to open up one of their own locations over here. So the company has stocks over 100 items in their bakery. If you want to learn more about it, it's on the 1077 RKR app. Even though it is a chain, I've never been to this place before. I've never heard about it. If you have, hit me up 978-1077 or just let me know where your go-to bakery is here in Southwest Michigan.
Out of the deepest corners and the darkest ends of this world, From the Michigan Dogmen to Bigfoot, the Melonheads of Allegan County, and people from Ohio. This is Weird Ass Wednesdays.
A lot of people go into a city hall meeting with a bad attitude and think the only way I'm going to get my point across is to yell. Not this guy, not this New Jersey guy. He's gone viral for doing something else. And there was a meeting, a town hall meeting in Cranford. So much about this is amazing. He goes in, he's a resident of the town, and he was talking about the problem he has with the high taxes. But before he got into any of that, instead of raising his voice and getting angry, he tried a different method to get them to listen to him. He started busting it down and breakdancing. He just busted a move out on him. He's out here doing like the robot. He's doing all this like choreography. And it's so amazing. He's out here busting a move. And he's just breakdancing the entire time. And then he starts talking about high taxes, like maybe to throw him off a little. I think that's a kind of a brilliant idea. You know, everybody goes in and they're heated and they want to get their argument across and they want to yell. This guy just goes, I'm not going to yell. I'm just going to go in there, bust out a few break dances, and then start talking about what I need to talk about. The best part about this dude who's busting these moves, he's doing like the robot and the gig shimmy. I don't know if you know what that is, but he's trying so hard. And the old man behind him has just got his hand on his head. And he's like, what the hell is going on? The dude even popped his collar. The old man's laughing at him. And he's busting these moves up. The best part about this dude's name is Will Thilly. Will Thilly. He even does a spinaroonie on the ground. Will Thilly. This guy needs to have some kind of breakdance name. Silly Will Thilly or Thrilly Will Thill. I don't know. Will the Thrill Thilly. I don't know. We need to come up with a breakdance name for this guy because he's a legend. Weird Ass Wednesday, sponsored by BC Pizza, Kalamazoo. Make sure to go in there, check out their pizza buffet 11 to 2. I'm sorry, I just can't stop watching this guy. They may give you a discount, allegedly, if you go in there and just breakdance. I don't know. It's worth a 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. There's another scam you got to watch out for on your phone that you may be getting text messages for already. Up here on the 1077 RKR app, I'll give you a bit better detailed look as to what to watch out for when it comes to this new scam. It's a new text message that basically claims to be from the Michigan Department of Treasury and references your tax refunds. And it involves a request for payment information to be sent by text or computer browser, but it's not actually from the Michigan Department of Treasury, as it claims to be. Listen, if you're getting a text message from anybody and it says, hey, you need to send us payment information, card information, nobody deserves to be tricked or swindled like that. And I know there may be people who maybe you're older, maybe a little bit more gullible, and it obviously can seem very scary if you get a text message like that. But if you just blindly give somebody who texts you that's never texted you before payment information, you might deserve it.